The truth is this. There are people sitting down here listening to me. That when your father and your mother, while they are alive, you will not take care of them. But when they die, that is when you will go and withdraw and close your account for their burial. Of all the human beings that live on earth, listen, somebody here, including that your anointed pastor. Amen. Hallelujah. Including the most anointed pastor. Let me tell you, the best person that can bless you, and that blessing will come to pass, is your father or your mother. Wherever you are listening to me now, listen very well. One of the ways that Satan wants to keep you in limitation, so that you will not receive the blessing of your parents, one of it is, he will begin to give you dreams, say your papa na witch, your mama na witch. Your mama does not want you to progress. Your mama is after your life. If your mother is attacking you, she doesn't know what she's doing. If your mother is frustrating you, she doesn't know what she's doing. She is possessed. She needs deliverance. If her eye is clear, she won't treat you like that. Except you did not come out of the womb of that woman, nobody can love you more than your mother. The way most of us live our lives and cut off the source, our source of life, your father and your mother, is hindering some people here. Praise the Lord. Go and meet your mama. Take time with them. When you are going, do something that will make them to be happy. Look, Jacob and Esau. Amen. Hallelujah. Isaac was old, was about to die. Now he's about to release a blessing. Why did he just say, Esau, come? Esau, come. Let me bless you. You are the senior. What did he do? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He first sent for Esau. Esau, make me that your bush meat where they get the pepper soup. You know, I like it so much. Say, just do that for me and let me know. He had confided in his wife that now, Bilhah said, I will soon die. Make her release the blessing for these children. And the mama had it and quickly ran, because the mother knows the power that was about to be released. The blessing that was about to be released, once it comes out, you cannot, reverse it. It's irreversible. Your father bless you, you will remain blessed. It is irreversible. There is a grace around that father in relation to the person that came out of his loins. If that man is a man of destiny, he is transferring it to you. I'm telling you, that is the truth. If your father lived long, very old, that is also, you came out from him, that is also 90% sure that you too, you will live long, all things being equal. No, it's true. Therefore, if your father is very old, get closer to him, so that you will continue from where he stopped in that longevity. There are words that they say that follow you all the days of your life. And if it is a curse, that curse will follow you all the days of your life. I'm telling you, that is the truth. Unless the mercy of God just come and break it. Praise Master Jesus. And the woman, Rebecca, heard what Isaac was planning to do. And he felt that if this blessing should be released, it should be in the one that she loves the most. Not this, then did that 419 for Jacob. And made Jacob to quickly go and prepare that very wonderful food. and brought, as the man chopped the deal, hey, he connected. Praise the Lord. He connected. And wanted to be sure, they set it up. They put the hair. Esau was a very hairy man. Jacob was not hairy. The man's eyes is so old, he cannot see again. So just to confirm that it is Esau, you see the hair. Esau, now you say, but this hand is the hand of Esau, but the voice is the voice of Jacob. In any case, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Whether not the hand of Jacob, Esau, whatever it is, so this food where you give me chop, hi, this blessing, I can't hold it. Amen. My emphasis is that God the man pleased first. Why do we say praise God before his blessings will be released? Even God, you have to, anytime you come, nobody, even Jesus Christ, before he performs any miracle, he will give glory to the Father. No man of God is so anointed until he just pray for me, I am sick. They say, receive your healing. Now lie. He does not own the anointing. He will still do something that will be pleasing to God by praising him. He was a true man of God, except he do juju. But if maybe he carry something for hand where they touch people, but if his source of power is from God, he will first recognize the Father, I praise you. Some minister, before they pray for you, you see them singing and praising before they will face the demon. You have to do something pleasing before the blessing will be released. Therefore, anybody here, you have not yet, amen, I believe with the whole of my heart that you have no right to build yourself a house for yourself in Lagos here. Your father is in a village and is living in a less beautiful accommodation than you. You must go first and build the one that he will live. Beautify the one he will live before you build your own. He's entitled to it. It is his entitlement. I say it is his entitlement. Anybody here that you are a worker, part of your salary every month belongs to your father. As you give part of it to your heavenly father, give another part regularly to your father or mother at home, whoever is alive. If you must be blessed. That's the truth. You are a worker. I mean, you are, a company. You own a company. You are paying staff salary. Include your father among those you'll be paying salary every month. Send this on to him. It is his entitlement, brother. It's his entitlement. Take care of him. Take care of your mother. They spend all their lives to make you who you are today. And you say, there was nothing he did. I struggled to pay my school fees. I struggled to be where I am. Maybe you struggle to be alive in your mother's womb too. Hey, when you were growing up there, all the poo-poo, when you poo-poo, when you were sick, you struggle to go to the hospital. Hey, your mama just born you and left you there. You struggle and grew up from age one, from day one to where you are. There is a major part they played in your life for you to be where you are today. Certainly. And when you were helpless, a little baby, your mother did not kill you. Now when you grow, your mama won't kill you, Abby. Amen. This month is a month of prosperity. Praise the Lord. And those of us hearing us from abroad, listen up. You are there enjoying overseas. Your mama is over for you. You can't prosper abroad. You can't prosper. You can't prosper overseas. If you're there, you are there carrying your women up and down. Do doing whatever you are doing there. Your parents are suffering at home here. You are busy looking for pastors and prophets to pray for you. You have left the real prophet that should pray for you. That prophet is your father. That prophet is your mother. First, start with them first. Your life will change. I'm telling you, that is the truth. That is the truth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Start the burial ceremony of your father now while he's alive. Start that now. Start the burial of your father now. Let him begin to enjoy all that money. Let him die in peace. Let him die with joy. Amen. And so somebody here, go back to your father. Go back to your mother. I didn't say one time. Don't go and buy wrapper and give your mother and say, I don't do amu. No, I say connect her to your progress. Connect your mother to your progress. Don't leave your mother, your father unattended to. Hallelujah. Convert the blessing of your father. Convert it. Convert it. Anytime you have any problem, call him. Let him be aware. Let him, you know, utter some word of blessing for you. Nobody loves you more than your father or your mother. May somebody see reason now to begin to relate to your father better than it is now. In the name of Jesus Christ. All that I have, let me please you with it. The best ointment she had, she came to rub it on Jesus Christ. Maybe when you die, I go begin carry and they go look for you for grave. And Jesus Christ commended it. And he released a blessing on that woman. Anywhere this gospel will be preached, you will be remembered. For this thing you have done. Are we not remembering the woman now? Are we not remembering the woman now? Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 and verse 1, 2, 3. He said, children. And when you say children here, people are thinking at the children church hall, church class there. Everyone that has a father, you are a child for as long as your father is alive, your mother is alive. Every time they look at you as a baby, 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 baby. Baby, 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 baby. I had a senior brother, a step brother, a senior brother. He had a mother that was still alive, very old woman. This is a man that rose from the civil service, retired as a permanent secretary, and the next year again, the government appointed him as a commissioner. His police escort was outside in front of the house. He came to the village to see his mother. He provoked the mother. The police stand there, they look. The mama stand up and slapped him. And he said, okay, sorry, mama. Okay, mama, sorry. Okay, mama, sorry. As far as that woman is concerned, you are still my baby. Praise the Lord. Amen. So you too, you must walk with your parents with understanding. Amen. Even another person slapped that man, police will shoot up. The police escort was there. Praise the Lord. Nobody said, they say, I was there. I'm telling you what I know. He slapped her. He said, ah, mama. He won't slap him again. The man run. Praise the Lord. So when we say children, every one of us here, every one of us, the man, the woman that brought you up, if you are an orphan, the man and the woman that brought you up, they are your father and your mother. It's true. This is why he said, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Why? That it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. He said, it is the first commandment with promise. Go to the commandment in Exodus chapter 20. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Verse 12, this is the way it goes. Exodus 20, verse 12. He said, honor thy father. That is where the 10 commandments. It's among the 10 commandments that God gave to the children of Israel. Honor thy father and thy mother. What is the promise that attached to it? That thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. And he said it is the first commandment with a promise attached to it. So if Satan does not want your days to be long, he will make you to be disobedient to your parents. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A dead body cannot bless you. And there is no connection, the Bible says so, between the living and the dead. There is no body spirit that will come and bless you because you bury and very well. Anybody that tells you that, they are just, you know, deceiving you. You did not bless him while he was on earth here. Amen. It is not when he is dead that you should bless him. It carries no blessing attached to it. And somebody here, if there is anybody here, amen. Even if your mama and your papa hate you, if you go with this understanding, the Bible even says you should bless your enemies. Do your own and leave God to do the rest. He does not want to see you. If you are even afraid, if you give him money, he will use it against you. It is your obligation towards him, towards her. Give him, give her. Anything she does with it, it will not work. Praise the Lord. Go and meet your mama. Take time with them. When you are going, do something that will make them to be happy. Look, Jacob and Esau. Amen. Hallelujah. Isaac was old. Was about to die. Now he's about to release a blessing. Why did he just say, Esau, come? Esau, come. Let me bless you. You are the senior. What did he do? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He first sent for Esau. Esau, make me that your bush meat where they get the pepper soup. You know, I like it so much. Say, just do that for me and let me know. He had confided in his wife that now, Bilal said, I will soon die. Make her release the blessing. for these children. And the mama had it and quickly ran, because the mother knows the power that was about to be released. The blessing that was about to be released, once it comes out, you cannot, reverse it. It's irreversible. Your father bless you, you will remain blessed. It is irreversible. There is a grace around that father in relation to the person that came out of his loins. If that man is a man of destiny, he is transferring it to you. I'm telling you, that is the truth. If your father lived long, very old, that is also, you came out from him, that is also 90% sure that you too, you will live long, all things being equal. No, it's true. Therefore, if your father is very old, get closer to him, so that you will continue from where he stopped in that longevity. There are words that they say that follow you all the days of your life. And if it is a curse, that curse will follow you all the days of your life. I'm telling you, that is the truth. Unless the mercy of God just come and break it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What I'm saying, is it making sense to somebody? I don't finish, but I will give three sisters question, three brothers question. Any question? I know why I say so. Three. Three, yes?
What if in a situation where maybe you were not in good terms with either your mom or your dad, and then he cursed you before dying? And then what will happen concerning
that,
the curse?
That is what we want to stop by this message. Don't let your mother, your father curse you and in that estate die. That is what the Lord is certainly talking to somebody here. That the reason why you are in the estate that you are in, do everything to make sure he reverses that curse, including calling all the elders of the community to go to him. Your father should not curse you. It's bad, it's terribly bad.
I'm saying in the situation where it has happened, and
it has happened after hearing this message, God will, mercy will come upon you, and you will break that curse. But from now, go and sin no more.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Sir, the area of my question is going now is this. You know, there is
only three. Two more sisters. That's all.
There is somebody maybe waking up, he didn't meet the mother, he didn't meet the father. He come to the area that somebody brought him up, or a sister. Now, can that sister be a mother to that person?
Certainly, he brought you up. I've said it. If you're an orphan, whosoever brought you up is your father, is your mother. Certainly. All the benefit of your mother and father goes to them. Thank you. Yes, sister?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
In the situation that someone is not working, and of a truth, the person doesn't have anything to give, and they keep on praying for the parents, what do you do about it?
If you don't have anything, go back to your parents. They will pray for you. You will have something to do. But as soon as you have, no matter how little it is, remember them. Hope. You know, your story will change. Yes?
Good day, Pastor.
God bless you.
Pastor, in this case that somebody has gotten this revelation before today, and has even been appearing in the person's dream, and your earthly father is not alive, what do you do?
What do you mean appearing to you? I don't understand. Who is appearing to you?
Your father.
Appears to you in a dream?
Not as in him as a person, but you have been having a dream that if your father is alive and you are doing this thing, these are the things that will be following.
Yes.
As in,
but
he's not
alive now.
Yes.
So if you receive that message and you receive that revelation and your father is not alive, what that revelation does for you is to use it to counsel those whose father are alive and say, see, if your father is alive, make sure, say, your papa, they bless you, they remember him. Because me, my own God told me, if my father were alive and he's blessing me, this will have been my estate. That is it. So it becomes a message for you to give to others.
Thank you, sir.
Church, praise the Lord. Pastor, I want you to speak on this. In a situation, they gave birth to you. Your parents gave birth to you. And you are growing up. At the starting stage, they died. Both of them died. That before you could grow up. And later on, you grew up now to be matured. With nobody bringing you up. You grew up on your own.
Somebody was bringing you up.
Nobody.
If nobody brought you up, then you are not obligated to anybody. Do you understand? I'm talking about those you are obligated to. So if nobody brought you up, you don't have the problem I'm talking about. Plenty people go get questions. I know. Because all of them, they are guilty. All of them, they are guilty. They want to free their conscience. They are guilty. They are guilty. And it's a shame for anybody in this modern time to claim you are educated and you forget your root, where you come from. It's a shame. It's a shame.
I want to ask this question on behalf of my brother.
Yes, ask.
Because when we are small, my father used, because of the stubbornness of my junior brother, my father used to curse him. And along the line, my father died at the age of when we are 7 years. I want to know, those calls that my father lay under my brother, the dead are the dead. What can we do with the calls? Because things are not working with him well till today.
When he was growing up, he was very bad. He got the father angry. And the father cursed him.
Yes, sir.
He should run to Jesus Christ. The things that he did in ignorance, God will deliver him. But now you that you are hearing me, you are in Christ. Amend your ways.
Thank you.
You.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
My dad and my mom, they are very caring parents. So, daddy, in a case whereby your father loves you very much and your mother loves you very much, and you were at the point of making it, and the man died, and through your mother, the enemy entered, begin to scatter the family, begin to do so many other things in the family. What will that person do?
Take your mother for deliverance. It's still part of your obligation to your mother. One day your mother will realize that it was through your effort that she received deliverance. Based on that, she will release blessing on you, blessing on you. Thank you. Next.
Daddy, please, another question.
What again?
What about those blessings that the father has blessed you, that the enemy has eaten? How will the person recover from it?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That you are still alive, you can always start again. Do you know the meaning of the word restoration?
Yes, sir.
Can there be restoration if there was not a scattering?
Yes, sir.
I shall restore, says the Lord. There shall be restoration.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Go and read the book of Job. You will understand the meaning of restoration.
Praise the Lord, church. Uh-huh. Pastor, I want to ask, in a situation where you have both parents are alive.
Yes.
And you're doing everything for them.
Yes.
Maybe you now decided to get married. And because your mother does not want you to marry that particular woman.
Yes.
And from that time, if you buy anything or give her gift, she decides to reject it. Yes. What do you do in that case? And you're still blessing your father, giving him everything that you want to give, but your mother, you now decide not to give to her because of she's rejecting it. So in that case, what do you do?
Praise the Lord. There is another scripture that says, if my father and my mother forsake me, who will take me up? Do you understand? Be sure that you are connected to heaven. You are connected to Christ.
And she's now complaining to everybody that maybe you are not doing anything for her.
No, she can lie against you to create more enemies and justify her hatred for you. But that is Now, between you and God, God justifies the innocent. Okay, you continue to do, you know, your own part. And remember that you have your father. Your own case is not even your father and mother. It's only the mother, but your father is still behind you. And your father's word overrides your mother's word. Do you understand? Your father's own, he has the authority over that family.
And she's now saying the man is the one causing confusion.
That's what she go talk. Yes, go ahead. Get your father. Thank God now your papa is on your side.